This is Rush to Reason.
You are going to shut your damn yapper and listen for a change, because I got you pegged, sweetheart. You want to take the easy way out because you're scared. And you're scared because if you try and fail, there's only you to blame. Let me break this down for you. Life is scary. Get used to it. There are no magical fixes.
With your host, John Rush.
My advice to you is to do what your parents did. Get a job, sir.
You haven't made everybody equal. You've made them the same, and there's a big difference.
Let me tell you why you're here. You're here because you know something. What you know you can't explain, but you feel it. You felt it your entire life, that there's something wrong with the world. You don't know what it is, but it's there. It is this feeling that has brought you to me.
Are you crazy?
Am I? Or am I so sane that you just blew your mind?
It's Rush to Reason, brought to you by Absolute Electrical Heating and Air, with your host, John Rush.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560, time for our Monday Mortgage Minute. Kurt, how are you, sir?
I am fine, John. How are you? Did you go to the game?
I went to game two. I did not go to the last one that was Friday night where they lost.
That's okay.
So I went to the one where it was seven to nothing, and then, of course, watched the TV last night, which was a good game.
It was a good game last night.
So, yeah, go Avs. So, all right, so let's talk, everything, you know, real estate and the markets and so on. Probably not a lot of changes since we talked last week, but, you know, what are things doing in that world?
Well, a lot of people still worried about the rates, you know, taking off. They're worried that they went up 0.75 that they might do it again and the rates might get up. But when you look at the numbers, what I think a lot of people are missing is we weren't in normal times when rates were in 3.5% and 4%. Those
Correct.
Aren't normal times. Rates haven't been that since 2001. They've been at over 7% in 2001. Always. For all the years prior to that, they were never any lower.
True.
So for everybody to think where we're at now is outrageous territory, it's kind of pretty much the norm.
No, you know, great point. Now, here's a question I've been meaning to ask you, because I know the not all, but there's a large amount of mortgage holders right now that have, you know, really, you know, what you just talked about a moment ago, what I consider to be really cheap rates. I mean, they're down in the twos or, you know, low threes. How do you feel like, I want to make sure I word this correctly, Kurt, and I know this might take me a little bit longer than 1 minute to say this, but do you feel like that's going to keep people from moving around or doing the things that they would normally do because they're so worried about moving, you know, moving from that particular rate, even though you and I have talked many, many times that there's more to a loan than just the rate? It's, you know, it's almost like buying a car on payments. I don't really care what the rate is. I want to know what the deal is. How is it structured? How much interest am I going to pay? So on and so forth. But yet so many people get stuck on that number, even though at the end they're not really paying 2.5% to 3% anyways. They're paying a whole lot more than that. But yet they're misguided because they just think in their mind, I've got 3%. I can't ever move now.
And you bring up a very good point. A lot of people, they'll argue, that they'll fight, I got to have the lowest rate, I got to have 2%, 2.125% when they were coming out, not understanding the total cost of the loan like you just talked about. And for those people, I don't know that you're ever going to convince them. There is so much more to than the interest rate, especially the way they're factored here in this country. I mean, besides France, we're the only country in the world that does this.
Right.
We front-end load the loan so much that you can't think a $180,000 profit on a $300,000 loan is 3%.
Right.
It's not.
Right. No, it's like 30.
But we're so brainwashed to believe, well,
yes,
I got 3%. Well,
yes.
How much interest are you paying?
Right. Yep. Yep. I don't know how we ever end that. I mean, that's what you and I will do on a continual basis and keep trying to teach
yep.
people and train people. But again, that some of my fear just in sort of the stagnation of the housing world is until people realize that, wait a minute, I still got to go about living my life. I'm either going to upsize, downsize, do the things that I need to do to move and do what I need to do in my life accordingly. I do fear that some people won't do that because they're afraid of losing that, you know, quote unquote, great deal that they think they have, even though it might not be such a great deal anyways. Oh, and I lost Kurt. So anyways, well, we'll leave it at that. Kurt, thanks as always. 720-895-0500. And what I will tell you is, tomorrow, Haystack Help Radio, Kurt always talks about great things, and you can always learn something there as well. And no, we don't have a timer that just all of a sudden cut Kurt off because we were over our allotted time. He must just lost connection because he was on a cell phone. But anyways, give Kurt a call. Any questions you've got, even the explanation of what I just went through, he can do that with you directly. 720-895-0500.
With rates on the rise, how do you get the best rate? Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage. 720-895-0500. Did you know that when you get cash out or your FICO score is below a 740, or you're financing a condo versus a single-family home, it will cost you more in rate and fees? Many lenders are charging more. Stop paying it. At Affordable Interest Mortgage, we have lenders that don't charge. Trying to purchase a second home, or is your loan amount considered a high balance or jumbo? There they go again, charging you more. Take AIM, 720-895-0500. Let us show you a loan that doesn't charge more. Seeing a low rate but not reading the small print, only to realize all the extra costs and fees? Again, stop. Call 720-895-0500. Affordable Interest Mortgage. Quit paying fees and closing costs that are unnecessary. Get a low rate without all the extra cost. Let us show you how to save thousands. Call 720-895-0500 now. Affordable Interest Mortgage. 720-895-0500. Serving Coloradans for over 20 years. NMLS 298-191. Regulated by DORA.
All right, and Gino's Auto Service, by the way, again, I'm going to talk here probably the last half of this hour about saving on your vehicle when it comes to, you know, fuel at the pump and so on, and I'll dispel some things that are even out there floating around the internet right now. In the meantime, if you need something done to your vehicle, they can take care of you and all of your vehicle needs. One-stop shopping, Gino's Auto Service. That's Gino's with a J, 303-794-6700.
Gino's brake sale is going on now. Have you had your brakes checked recently? At Geno's, we recommend checking them every 5,000 miles. Stop in this month and we'll check your brakes for free. Should you need brakes, now is the time to take advantage of Geno's Napa Brake Special. This month, get a $40 Napa prepaid Visa gift card with a qualifying Napa brake parts purchase of $250 or more. For over 39 years, Geno's Auto Service has been serving Littleton and customers along the Front Range. As members of Colorado Select Auto Care, we back up our work with Napa's nationwide, peace of mind, 36-month, 36,000-mile warranty. Don't forget to check out all our Geno's Google reviews for a good snapshot of our business. To make your life simpler, Geno's offers loaner vehicles so you can drop your car off and pick up when ready. Give us a call or go online to schedule an appointment. We're AAA approved and located at Bowles and Platte Canyon. Stop in or visit us online at genosautoservice.com. That's Geno's with a J.
Group insurance analyst for all of your insurance needs, one-stop shopping, health, business, all your toys, your house, you name it, they've got you covered. 303-423-0162 or e-gia.com.
Finding the right health insurance plan can be confusing, and picking the wrong plan can cost you thousands of dollars more in medical costs out of your pocket. Call Paul Lenigro at GIA Insurance, and his team of ACA health specialists will help you find the right plan for your needs and at the very best premium. As independent brokers, GIA Insurance can help you navigate through the maze of health insurance options so you get the right plan to fit your needs at the best premium. GIA never charges fees, and your premiums will never be any higher than going directly to the insurance companies or buying online. Receive the local, hands-on service you don't get with a call center or going online. Whether it is a qualified health insurance plan, dental, life, or vision insurance, GIA has got you covered. Call 303-423-0162, extension 100. GIA is an authorized enrollment center for Connect for Health Colorado, the only place you can get an advanced premium tax credit to lower your premiums.
Colorado's governor passed a law that allows a woman to abort her full-term baby. Now more than ever, we need you to support Save the Storks as a monthly partner. Right now, you can be part of our mission to create a story of hope and empowerment for every woman facing an unplanned pregnancy. Visit SaveTheStorks.com today and sign up to support our ministry with a gift of $35 a month. Please, don't wait. Go to SaveTheStorks.com.
This is Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
All right, we're back. Thanks for listening. As always, Selwyn Duke joining us now from the New American. Welcome back, Selwyn. How are you, sir?
Not bad, John, and I'm pleased to be with you. How are you?
I'm great, and I appreciate you. It's been a little bit since we've had you on. This is a topic, by the way, that I've really, in fact, until I saw, you know, the press release on this and what was going on, I didn't know anything about this. So tell us about Biden's daughter's diary.
Okay, well, yeah, excerpts from her diary have been published. What happened was that she left this diary, didn't mean to leave it behind, at what some people are calling a halfway house in Palm Beach, Florida. Like her brother Hunter, she had some problems with drugs. Anyway, someone found this diary under a mattress, and then this person tried to sell the diary. The woman who found it, her name is Amy Harris. Eventually, she did sell it to Project Veritas for $40,000. But Project Veritas actually did not publish the contents of the diary. The Daily Mail did much later on, and that's why it's in the news now. And what's in it is truly, truly striking, because she talks about how she was sexualized at a young age, how she had all her drug problems, and she talks about what was possibly sexual abuse at the hands of her father, Joe Biden. For instance, in an entry, she writes about her sex addiction. This was the day before an Alcoholics Anonymous meeting. She wrote, "I've always been boy crazy, hypersexualized at a young age. I remember somewhat being sexualized with a family member. They don't indicate who that was." Okay. Then she says, "I remember having sex with friends at a young age, showers with my dad, probably not appropriate." That's what she wrote. And, you know, the thing is, John, this just accords with so much that we've seen from Joe Biden, because we've seen, although the mainstream media won't publicize it,
of course,
so much apparently inappropriate behavior where he's seen on video touching young girls in very inappropriate ways, sniffing their hair, getting very, very close, making them very uncomfortable.
True.
And in fact, there's... Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I was going to say, is by the way, all true. I don't care what side of the aisle you're on, Selwyn. That's all public. It's been, you know, to your point, it's video, it's recorded, and it's not just one occurrence. We've watched this pretty much throughout his career.
We really have. And you know what's so striking about it? He wants to say that he's just a touchy-feely type of person, but now he understands that social norms have changed. But that doesn't explain why he does this just with women and young girls.
Right.
And it also
right.
doesn't explain why he has this complete lack of self-awareness. I mean, if you're intelligent at all, you realize, if nothing else, that gives an appearance of extreme impropriety. But it goes beyond that. I mean, there's one girl you can see in a video who he's touching inappropriately, and it appears that he's touching her breast area, and then she pulls away from Joe Biden. But she actually said... Her name is Maria Piacessi, if I'm pronouncing it correctly. She was 8 years old at the time. That was 2015. She said that Joe Biden did actually touch her in a very private area, I'll just say above the waist.
Okay.
I'll put it that way. Pinched her there, actually. That's according to the Gateway pundit. And then, of course, there was Biden's old assistant, Tara Reid, when he was a senator. She said that Biden actually forcibly digitally penetrated her in 1993. She told the whole story about that, and that's quite shocking. So this really goes down to the character of the man. That's the larger issue, because obviously you don't want to have someone who has bad character in office. I know during the Clinton years we heard to dismiss his impropriety. Oh, well, character doesn't matter. But no, of course it matters, because character is central to everything you might do. I mean, would you want to be pulled over by a police officer who had bad character, or give your car to an auto mechanic with bad character?
Good point.
Or have a surgeon with bad character operating on your child? No. Not only that, we have to understand that this information is what we know. What don't we know?
Good point.
What else is out there?
Yeah.
And who has his hands on this information? And could it be used to blackmail the Biden family? It's very, very dangerous having someone this compromised in power. It really is.
No, I agree. And I kind of feel like, and again, this is, I have no evidence to back this up other than what we've seen publicly. But I really do feel like this current presidency, this administration, has a huge debt to foreign countries, one of them being China. I think you can see over and over again the things that have happened there that we've not seen from other. Honestly, Selwyn, even previous Democrat administrations haven't been this tied to a foreign country like this one is, and it makes you wonder, is this part of the reason why?
Yeah, well,
and absolutely. I can't say because I don't know, but you have to wonder.
I know. Well, what we do know is that the Biden family has taken literally tens of millions of dollars, John, from Russian sources, Ukrainian ones, Kazakh ones, Chinese sources. And I mean, this includes, according to my research, $31 million from individuals who are actually linked to the highest levels of Chinese intelligence. I mean, consider that. It's just absolutely staggering, absolutely staggering. And by the way, with respect to the diary, there's a little more to that story. I mentioned that Project Veritas didn't actually publish.
Yeah, thank you. I'm glad you went back to that. I was going to ask you that anyway, so thanks. Yes, thank you.
Yeah. After paying $40,000 for the diary, now you might ask why. Well, Project Veritas said that they couldn't confirm the authenticity of the diary. The New York Times later on did, though. But when Project Veritas contacted Ashley Biden, that's the daughter in question here, she's Biden's youngest daughter, contacted her people, they would not confirm that the diary was hers for obvious reasons because it contained very embarrassing information. Then James O'Keefe, the head of Project Veritas, he says that later on he offered the diary to law enforcement sources. That's how he put it. I guess they didn't take it. But subsequent to that, get this. The FBI actually raided him and the home or apartment of another Project Veritas journalist looking for the diary. Now, you have to ask, why was that happening? Because that's not usually within the purview of the FBI.
Good point.
Looking for a little bit of stolen property like that.
Good point.
And they did it shock and awe style, too, at least in one case. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, you're bringing up some great points because, in other words, if it wasn't the real diary, why would they care?
Yeah. In other words, basically what they're saying was, well, it's not ours, but we want it back.
Mm-hmm.
That's basically what they were saying. And if you look at the video of when the FBI was raiding the apartment of that other Project Veritas journalist, they were doing it shock and awe style. Let me see your hands. Let me see your hands, they actually said. It was absolutely unbelievable. And this gets at another deeper issue, which is that, unfortunately, the FBI has become highly politicized and, as some have said now, is actually acting, it seems, like the private police force of Joe Biden.
I am dead set on. I've been saying that on air now for a while. It has become what used to be the organization you could always trust. It's now the organization no one can trust. I don't trust those guys as far as I can throw them.
I know. It's terrible. I mean, I always liked that old show, FBI Files. And, of course, in that show, in so many words, they'd sing the praises of the FBI, show all of its exploits. But if you made the FBI Files today, what would you see? You'd see a two-tier justice system where basically they're letting left-wingers off scot-free, but meanwhile they persecute opponents of the regime. That's what you'd see.
Yep.
I mean, if you're Roger Stone, you get raided in a pre-dawn raid, even though you're an elderly old man who poses a threat to no one. But if you're John Brennan or James Clapper, then nothing happens to you, even though you lied before Congress. And those are just a couple of examples.
I'm too young to remember. No, I shouldn't say it that way. I'm old enough, but yet young enough that I don't remember just a teeny bit about the Hoover days and the FBI and all the things that went around. That whole era, Selwyn. But I feel like we're back in that same era all over again, to where the FBI is being used as a tool for the administration, because that's what Hoover was doing.
Yeah, well, it's interesting because I mentioned in my article, you know, we talked about how foreign sources, entities could possibly blackmail the Bidens and our government in general if they have access to compromising information about Joe Biden. But if you think about it, it's not beyond the realm of comprehension, John, that our intelligence agencies could do the same thing. And what I wrote in my article is that some people allege that this actually happened under J. Edgar Hoover.
Mm-hmm.
He was said to have had files containing
dirt
on most Washington politicians, and some people say he used them for leverage. Now, I just have to add something there because I always try to be fair. That might be part of an effort to just besmirch his reputation. You have to be very, very careful about that. And I'll also point out, whatever you say about the FBI of those days, at least it did seem to be working in America's best interests. Now it has become this left-wing entity that is resembling more and more the KGB.
That's
very scary.
You are spot on in what you just said. You see it all the time. in multiple different cases, not just the one you mentioned a moment ago, but we keep seeing it. You know, Selwyn, if it was just an isolated case where the FBI, you know, did some sort of a raid and you felt like, well, maybe that wasn't so fair, maybe they made a mistake, but it's not that way at all, Selwyn. It's like, I mean, not weekly, but it's almost, you know, almost monthly that now, though, where you read some report or something that's come out in something that the FBI has done along the lines of what we're talking about. It's this continual repetition over and over and over again. They're not isolated cases.
No, they're really not. And if you want to see a quintessential example of this two-tier justice system, just look at the January 6th martyrs,
right,
or political prisoners, if you want to call
that's
them
right.
That. They're being hung out to dry. Meanwhile, we had 600-plus left-wing riots in 2020, continual left-wing violence, and very seldom are any of these people held to account.
That's right. Great point. All right, Selwyn Duke, and again, the way you spell that, it's S-E-L-W-Y-N. The New American is where you find him. A great article on this. Selwyn, keep us updated. Again, this is something I didn't know until reading about it through you, so I appreciate you doing the work on this.
Well, thank you, John. Thanks for having me
You're
on.
You're very welcome. I appreciate it very much. All right, we'll be right back. Absolute Electrical Heating and Air is coming up next. Again, don't forget to ask about the Quiet Cool system. It's a way for you to not only save money on your energy, but you'll also have a more comfortable living space when it's all said and done. 720-526-0231 or klzradio.com.
Experience the comfort level of a cool breeze with a Quiet Cool install from Absolute Electrical Heating and Air. Your Quiet Cool system evens temperatures throughout the house, so you don't need to run the AC all day. Colorado's temperate climate is the ideal environment for this technology because it stays cool in the evening and morning and gets hotter during the day. Your Quiet Cool system pulls the hot air out through the ventilation in your attic and gives you a lower baseline temperature to work with. It's a process called thermal mass cooling. The cool air you feel isn't recirculated. It's fresh, straight from outside. Get a Quiet Cool system installed by Absolute Electrical Heating and Air to take your comfort level to the next level with a cool breeze. Mention this ad when you schedule and receive a $300 rebate. Call Absolute at 720-526-0231 and schedule your Quiet Cool install.
For quality and service beyond compare, call Absolute Electrical Heating and Air.
All right, Golden Eagle Financial. Al wants to help you in your future financial plans, especially when it comes to how you handle the tax end of things. KLZradio.com, 303-744-1128.
Transitioning from work to retirement can be overwhelming with so many things you never thought about. Golden Eagle Financial will help simplify the process. With a personalized strategy for transitioning into retirement, Al Smith is dedicated to planning, strategizing, and helping you achieve the right results for your retirement. Golden Eagle Financial will help ensure you have protected growth on your assets so that your nest egg is not overexposed to the risk of the market. Al recognizes the difficulty in finding a trustworthy financial advisor. Even after 30 years in the business, Al still treats his clients like family, answering the phone himself to give you that personal touch. You can save your retirement from unnecessary taxes and invest accordingly with the help of Golden Eagle Financial. Because Al knows the tax code, he can help make your retirement tax efficient. Golden Eagle Financial is the right company for people transitioning into retirement. You need to contact Golden Eagle Financial now to get your retirement on track. Call 303-744-1128 to talk with Al directly.
Advisory services offered through Foundations Investment Advisors, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
All right, Hi-Fi Plumbing, all your plumbing needs, one-stop shopping. Literally, I mean that because no matter what you need, whether it's gas, it's the actual water plumbing side, it's the sewer side, septic, you name it, they can do it all. 877-WE-HIGH-FIVE, and they're hiring as well. Find them at klzradio.com.
Colorado has a reputation for clean water because of the pure source. But by the time water reaches your house, you may have all kinds of unwanted substances pouring out of your faucets, including lead. Right now, get a free in-home water quality test from Hi-Fi Plumbing, plus $300 off a whole house water treatment system for KLZ listeners only. Now, celebrating their 10th anniversary in business, the team at Hi-Fi Plumbing creates a positive customer experience every time by focusing on what matters to you. You spend all this money trying to stay healthy, going to the gym, buying organic groceries, taking care of your skin, hair, and nails with expensive products? but you have no idea what kind of water comes out of your shower. A water filtration system from High Five Plumbing allows you to control the water quality throughout your entire home, including the water you use to wash your clothes and cook your meals. Schedule a free in-home water quality test now. Call 877-WE-HIGH-5. That's 877-934-4445, where every call ends in a high five.
Ron Hanks is running for U.S. Senate. He's a prior enlisted blue-collar truck-driving frac hand who became a linguist, intelligence officer, and state legislator. He won the nomination at state assembly. He's not the pay-to-play millionaire who bought his way onto the ballot. Like you, he's middle-class America. Food and fuel prices are ruining us. Blue-collar America will fix it again. Vote Hanks, U.S. Senate.
I'm Ron Hanks. I approve this message.
I'm Tina Peters, your choice for Secretary of State. You know what we're up against. Their smear tactics will continue. We want our state back. I'll do it with integrity to ensure accuracy and transparency, restoring trust in elections by encouraging business growth and giving power back to you, the people. We need a Secretary of State who serves this state as my Navy SEAL son served our country. Together, we got this. Vote Tina Peters for Colorado. Thank you.
Paid for by the committee to elect Tina Peters, Sharona Bishop, registered agent.
Now, back to Rush to Reason, brought to you by Absolute Electrical Heating and Air.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Lee calling in now. Lee, welcome. How are you?
Hello?
Hello, Lee.
Yes, I was just letting you know about the Supreme Court. You know, Trump did, really did have, you know, sometimes the thing, you know, he had overwhelmingly won, and the Supreme Court should have at least heard what Trump had to say and not just totally thrown out of court.
Yeah, and again, that is way above my pay grade as far as what they, you know, should or shouldn't hear as far as the legal end of things go. I am not an attorney, and I do not know and or can ever explain why they hear certain cases versus others. I will say that through all of that, and I even talked about this back when you know, a lot of the folks that were on the Trump legal team were talking about, you know, we're going to unleash the crack and we've got this evidence, we've got that evidence, on and on and on. I mean, I was one of those waiting by the sidelines hoping that all of that was true. And frankly, Lee, there was never any hard concrete evidence produced to anyone, including us in media, that proved what they were saying. And I think that's what the Supreme Court was looking at. Are you there, Lee? Did I lose you?
Yeah, but the thing about it is, but they had a lot of the voting machines was controlled by someone on the internet. They were able to control.
Well, but again, Lee, there's a lot of talk along those lines. But I don't know that anybody ever produced any viable evidence other than, you know, Tina Peters doing some of the things that she did in Mesa County. I don't know that there's ever been any other evidence, you know, gathered to prove otherwise. And again, because here's where I'm coming from. Even as somebody that's in media, if that proof existed, I would have seen it for myself. I never saw it.
That's the problem. But the thing about it is, what he did have other votes and stuff like that, and I think that there were things that should have been able to be heard and stuff, and that's what people are saying, you know.
Yeah, I agree. Lee, I'll let you go with that, and I appreciate that. And yeah, he's got some good points. I'm not, you know, arguing that. But I was one of those individuals, and I think a lot of you were as well. In fact, I had conversations via, you know, text message, email, and so on with some of you that really felt like the Supreme Court and others should have listened to, you know, a lot of the evidence. On the same token, I will tell you that a lot of the folks, and I knew some of these people on an individual basis, I never saw any substantial concrete evidence that would have proved some of the things that they were saying. Now, we've seen through 2,000 mules, which, by the way, that took a long time to put together. And we've seen that, yes, there were definitely some irregularities when it came to, you know, ballot boxes and things along those lines. Those were physical hand done, you know, things, you know, ballot harvesting and the like, and lots of nefarious things happening there. But again, that's 18 months after the fact. And in defense of the Supreme Court, they can't wait 18 months for evidence to come along and then look at it and talk about it. I mean, you guys all know my feelings on this. Do I feel like the last election was stolen? I think that's a very bold statement, because you guys have heard me say numerous times, A, yes, do I think there were some irregularities in a lot of areas that could have changed the outcome of the election? Yes. On the same token, you've heard me say this numerous times. Had just the evangelical Christians that for whatever reason wouldn't vote for Donald Trump had, we wouldn't be having any of these conversations today. I blame those knuckleheads as much as I do the people that quote-unquote stole the election. Because the reality is, if the majority of those individuals that just for whatever reason wouldn't vote for Trump would have, none of the rest of that would have mattered. So while a lot of you out there listening focus on was the election stolen or not, if we spent the same amount of time focusing on those knuckleheads that did what they did and calling them out and getting them to never do that again, we'd be in a lot better shape. And I mean that sincerely. Now, does that not mean that we need to fix the voting irregularities across the country? Folks, we have in a lot of areas. That's what the Democrats are so mad about. We've done things in certain states, i.e. Georgia, where even the MLB came along and said, we don't like the laws you've put in place. We're going to move the All-Star game. That was last summer. So, folks, we have in a lot of states tightened things up when it comes to voting irregularities. Have we fixed them all? We never will. Newsflash. Will there be irregularities in every election moving forward? Yes, there will be. How do you keep any and all of them from happening? Folks, when there's humans involved, you're going to have nefarious things happen. It's life. There are evil people out there that want to change the outcome of certain things. So, yes, you're always going to have those irregularities. The key is for us as conservatives, which, again, is also happening, to be more watchful, to be at the polls, to be where they're actually counting the ballots, to be more observant, and really be very, very proactive in not reactive, but proactive in all of that, so that when things happen, they know we're watching. Now, I also know you're going to come back and say, well, we tried that in the last election and they wouldn't let us. Well, not saying that's not true. Places like Michigan and other places where, yes, I know we tried to do that and they wouldn't allow it. Although that was just in a few places, not every place. By and large, we have got to do a better job on our part in being involved in making sure that those things don't happen. And again, as we can change election laws, we should change them for the better, make them more secure, voter IDs, things like that, which, again, the left will tell you is discriminatory. And I've seen study after study where even the people that they would affect say, that's not discriminatory. I use my ID for all sorts of other things. I mean, what you're really saying is I'm too stupid to get an ID. I'm too inferior that I can't go get an ID. That's what the left says when they go against voter ID laws, by the way. They're really saying that the disenfranchised are too dumb to get an ID. Those of you on the left, that's what your side says. That's what you basically insinuate when you say voter ID laws are discriminatory. You're basically saying that those that are disenfranchised can't get an ID. It's the dumbest thing ever, by the way. Everybody has an ID for the most part. Very, very few people don't. And even those that don't could get one. In most cases, they choose not to have one. That's their choice. But I would venture to guess that's, gosh, if you had to actually look at the actual numbers of Americans of legal age, even 16 and older, of driving age and older, that don't have an ID of some kind, it's got to be less than 1%. It's minuscule. The left will make it sound like there's a lot. Folks, it's not. It's not. I've seen the man on the street in really what most people would call, you know, ghetto type areas. I know that's not the right word to use anymore, but you know what I mean when I say that. In the hood, there's been men on the street in those places asking that very question, and they're offended by the question. Oh, what you're saying is I'm too dumb. I'm not smart enough to go get an ID. They're offended by that, by the way. So your party, the left, is being very offensive when they say voter ID laws are discriminatory. So, again, do we need to tighten things up? Always, always. Until it's perfect, yes. What I'm saying is it never will be. So focus on the things that we can, and let's affect that. And it's not that we shouldn't talk about what happened in the last election and try to fix it, but I also will tell you this. If that becomes the only thing we focus on, we're going to lose again. I mean what I just said. If that's all we focus on, we're going to lose again. We have to do a better job moving forward than what we've done in the past as conservatives. Folks, we can't get our entire party to even show up to vote. Even registered Republicans don't all vote. You know, voter turnout is huge. By the way, the left did that better last time than we did. The numbers show that. You know, shortly after the election, I gave you, because the left told us what their game plan was, and it worked. They literally spelled it out for us on what they did. And it worked. We have to do a better job this time around, midterms and in 2024. So I'm not a conspiracy theorist. You guys all know that. I'm just not. I guess because my mom came from Missouri, so half of me, I have Missouri blood in me. I'm that show me guy. You got to prove it to me. I'm that much of a realist. I don't believe anything until I can see proof of it. It's just who I am. It's why I'm not a conspiracy theorist. Show me. Prove it to me. And if you can't, then stop talking about it. Yes, I'm that guy. If you can't prove it, move on. Talk about something we can prove. I can prove, because the stats showed it, that we had a ton of evangelical conservative Christians that would not vote for Donald Trump. I know some of them, by the way. And they wouldn't do it. They're knuckleheads. They're absolute morons. They're the reason, as far as I'm concerned, we are where we are. And I hope they like the inflation and some of the things we have going on in this country right now, because they're to blame as much as anyone. No one else will say that, by the way, even in the conservative world. I'm probably one of the few that will. They're the problem, folks. The anti-never-Trumpers were the problem. Yes, there were voting irregularities. But there were also a ton of people that Trump just rubbed the wrong way, and they would not vote for him. Period. Period. Dumb, I know. You'd think these people were voting for their priest or their pastor. They're not. But they think they are. Oh, we can't have him as our leader. First of all, he's not your leader. He's the president I'm hiring to get a job done. I lead him. He doesn't lead me. That's the problem we have in this world, is we haven't taught what I just said enough at the public school level and even at the church level, folks. We don't teach civics like we should. Used to be civics were taught in church. We don't do that anymore. Very few pastors will teach civics and how this whole thing works. Why? Because some parishioner at some point in their life said don't, and they don't. And they stopped. I'll come back in a moment. Extreme Auto Repair is coming up next. Again, get your vehicle in, get it maintained. And by the way, that's how you'll save the most money, is with a well-maintained vehicle. You save it on repairs and you save it at the pump as well. KLZradio.com, 303-841-1071.
Bring your fleet to Extreme Auto Repair.
I'm Kevin, and we've been working with Extreme Automotive for approximately 10 years. We use them for all our fleet and trailer needs, meaning vans and pickups, and they do a good job fixing up our vehicles and not overselling and exaggerating problems. They fix whatever needs to be repaired, but they do not oversell. we've used other automotive repair companies, and either the problem doesn't get resolved, or when you bring a vehicle in, they just have this whole laundry list of stuff they want to do. And I believe in a lot of those cases, they're overselling their services, and it costs an extreme amount of money if you go down that checklist. So I would recommend Extreme Auto to fleet owners or just individuals that need their vehicles repaired. They're very reliable, very honest, and follow through.
Extreme Auto Repair in Parker. Promises kept. Visit klzradio.com/extreme.
All right, Flesh and Beck, Kevin Flesh and Charlie, now, by the way, are just looking out the window to the west, kind of over in the sort of the South Littleton area. Big, major fire. Don't know what it is. We'll try to get you some info on that. But if you need any legal help at all on anything, give Kevin Flesh a call. He is our legal eagle. He is trial tested, trial ready. Kevin Flesh, 303-806-8886.
Get relief from Flesh and Beck. You just got in an accident, so you call the police. You make sure you get a thorough record of the scene. Then after the initial adrenaline wears off, your mind starts to swirl with all the things you need to do. Insurance claims, car repairs, doctor visits, medical bills, on top of the physical pain you're in. Flesh and Beck will give you relief from the financial stress so that you can focus on healing. Call Flesh and Beck immediately after your accident for a free consultation. Then you can rest while they talk to your insurance company. Personal injury attorney Kevin Flesh will relieve your burden of financial worries. All you need to do is call him right now. 303-806-8886. Call Kevin Flesh immediately after your accident and get relief from the financial stress of an injury. Flesh and Beck Law. They get results.
Too far. Oh, sorry, we're saying maybe south of Hamden is what Charlie was just saying. So anyways, those of you on the west side of town, if you know what that is, please let us know. Text me, call in, whatever. But yeah, major fire on the sort of that South Littleton area. K&R Home Transitions is next, by the way. Two for the price of one when it comes to realtors. Give the gals a call today. Any help you need at all, even just making a decision, they're there to help you. 720-437-8210.
They always find a way. Buyers having trouble competing with cash offers, veterans with credit issues who need a new place immediately because their lease got canceled, sellers who don't have the time or resources to clean up the property for showings. Catherine and Robin of K&R Home Transitions will do whatever it takes to buy or sell your home. With the combined experience of two realtors for the price of one, you will find a creative solution for your unique situation. In their years of buying and selling properties, Catherine and Robin have developed a vast network of professionals in the real estate industry. They have knowledge and connections the average real estate agent has probably never heard of, like the Lease to Buy program, combined with a genuine heart for helping people no one else will help. Choose the real estate team that always finds a way. Fill out the contact form now at klzradio.com/home. K&R Home Transitions, powered by Worth Clark Realty.
The good news for seniors on Medicare is that you have more options today than ever before. The challenge is that all of these new options can be very confusing, and making the wrong choice can cost you thousands of dollars more out of your pocket. Call Paul Lenigro at GIA Insurance, and his team of Medicare specialists will help you find the right plan for your needs. Call 303-423-0162, extension 100, or go online to e-gia.com.
This isn't rage radio. This is real, relatable radio. Back to Rush to Reason.
All right, we are back. Stuart in Loveland, you are next. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, John, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay, I got off the speaker there. Hey, I enjoy your show, and I enjoy you on Saturdays especially.
Thank you.
I listen to that every week that I can.
Thank you.
And, yeah, I just want to say I am 100% in your corner, man. I agree totally. These people that did not vote for Trump because they had a bone in their throat because he wasn't the Lord himself.
Good way of saying it, Stuart. Good way of saying it. Yep.
I mean, my goodness. And what did we get? We got a guy in office now that is a crook.
Yep. He's a criminal.
Who is a
literal criminal, Stuart, as far as I'm concerned. This is one of the, if not the most corrupt organization we've ever had as President of the United States.
Oh, it makes Teapot Dome look like a tea party.
Yep. I hope these people are happy, Stuart. That's all I'm going to say. I hope they're happy.
That's what I want to say to them. But I got people in my church too, and I just say, you know, Joe didn't do that. You did.
That's right. That's right. Exactly. Way to say it. You know, again, and you know what, Stuart? It's a high time some of us started literally calling some of them out and saying it so they don't make the same dumb mistake again.
Yeah, well, we got it up here. I got people that I'm not going to say who I voted for, but maybe I will. I don't know. I shouldn't, maybe. But there's people up here spreading lies, the incumbent especially, against this other guy that has a five-letter name. Anyway. He's right on, and Peters is good, and it's ridiculous. People don't get it. They don't do their homework. They don't study. They're uneducated. They don't think it's going to affect them. Look at the grocery shelves.
Yep.
I heard somebody say that diesel fuel is going to be hard to get.
Yep.
And if that happens, and the trucking industry crashes.
We're screwed.
Where are you going to get your food?
No, we're screwed, Stuart. No, and by the way, I've heard some of the same things. I'm watching it very, very closely. So all of you out there listening, yes, that is something that, because it affects me as well, Stuart, personally. So yes, I'm watching that extremely close. And what I would tell all of you, if any of you are fleet operators with your own fuel, I would keep your tanks topped off at all times.
Yes, exactly. And these poor guys, instead of paying $1,000 for fuel, are now paying $3,000.
That's right. It's huge. It's huge. Stuart, thanks, man. I appreciate your support. No, thank you very much. Thanks for calling in. I appreciate that. And thanks for listening and all that you do. And it's because of all of you guys we keep doing this, by the way. So Veteran Windows and Doors is next. Dave and Todd, veteran-owned. That's why it's Veteran Windows and Doors. They use Provia, which, by the way, top-quality windows and doors. And they'll do one window or all, one door or all. You name it, they'll do it. Have Dave out and explain. They've got financing available as well. 303-529-0720.
Dave Bancroft founded Veteran Windows and Doors on three Marine Corps principles: integrity, knowledge, and dependability. Integrity, because he won't sell you something you don't need. Veteran Windows and Doors charge you an honest amount, saving you half of what the competitors charge. Knowledge, because he would rather you be more educated than the next window sales rep that comes to your door. He'll go through the specs of the product you do need in your home. Dave is sure to explain that the U factor will determine energy efficiency, that the solar heat gain coefficient is necessary for temperatures inside your home and in preventing sun damage. Dave doesn't need sales gimmicks like heat lamps, because he uses actual industry standards, meeting and exceeding code. Dependability is Dave visiting every customer personally so he can consider what year, how your house was built, and help you customize your new window or door. Veteran Windows and Doors stand by their principles. Visit klzradio.com/window to see for yourself.
Suck it up, Buttercup. Back to Rush to Reason.
All right, and we're still watching this fire, so I know we're getting ready to close things out here in a few minutes, but if you're on that southwest end of town, I'm sure traffic and other things are probably affected by that, so be aware of that, and there'll be more details on it, I'm sure, as time goes by. We're going to be back tomorrow, myself, Andy, Charlie, of course, as well. He's always here because it's what he does. He keeps us going. We've got, actually, Tina Peters is going to join us during the 3 o'clock hour. I've got Larry Behrens. He's going to join us. He's an energy expert, by the way, Real Clear Energy. He'll join us in the 5 o'clock hour. And then David Heeran is going to join us. And David is basically talking about how the fact that our nation is really in peril, and what is the Old Testament and the Bible have to say about the USA. So we'll talk about that as well. Have a great night, guys. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. If you missed the first hour, catch it next. This is Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.